Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ross Tucker is on Good Morning Football this week, and Bulldog said, like, and I would say the same thing, we love Ross, but it's not getting us to Good Morning Football. Who would have to be on for you to turn on Good Morning Football?
Yeah, that's a tough score to beat, because I really, really admire and respect and like our relationship with Ross, and if he isn't enough to get me there, I don't know that a person exists.
Nobody?
That even someone well outside of the football world, I don't think anyone would really.
Who would it be?
Wilco songwriter Jeff Tweedy guest hosting on Good Morning Football. I don't think that would be, I can't think of anyone. I don't think it would get me there. Yeah, Ross is as good as it could get for me.
Ross is the test of all tests.
Yeah.
On this front.
And it's not enough. I'm happy for him. I hope it's going great.
I think it would be like if you were on, I'd watch it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. And same. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
I'd want to see what
probably
that went.
If you were on.
If you were on, probably. 80-20. If Bulldog was on Good Morning Football, would you turn it on? I don't even know if the show is bad. I've never had the first impulse to find out. I have enough football.
I saw bits of it when it first came to prominence, and I thought it was different enough that it was, I thought, like, this could work, and maybe I might even like it. But again, it's just not, I'm not waking up and going, I gotta get the NFL Network on.
I can't watch anything where I think there's gonna be fake laughter.
No.
I can't deal with fake laughter. The pregame shows, the first problem I have with it, I think, would be just somebody says a thing, it's not even funny, and the other guy's, that's just the worst television in the world to me. There was a tweet today, maybe from Peter Schrager, about how the more international games there are being played, how they're sort of creeping in on pregame shows, and Sam Monson tweeted, finally, something good.
Right.
And I said, amen, Sam. I mean, that...
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to watch them, I guess. The mock draft I was mentioning, the draft just ended. What mock draft? Why even do a mock draft when you can just copy the real one? But no, this is for 2026.
All new players.
Brendan Donahue from Sharp Football Analysis puts the Bills on defensive back out of South Carolina, Jalen Kilgore. And I don't know anything about him.
They just drafted a defensive back in the first round last year. There's no way they're drafting another defensive back in the first round.
803-0550. What would happen? Why do they need a defensive back in the first round next year?
Why isn't it a receiver?
Again.
Sorry, just trying to be on brand.
Why do they need a DB if they have Benford and now Hairston? How badly did that go if I'm drafting Jalen Kilgore from South Carolina?
Are they already worried about Hairston? Is that it?
That must be it.
That could be it.
I think this is a good thing. I think we should use more of these next year's mock drafts. What is what's the backstory? Did somebody get hurt? What is the backstory? Can't have enough of them?
Well, I mean,
Taron Johnson leaves.
No, but the guy, the Ohio State guy. That didn't work out.
That's a day three pick.
Oh.
You can't expect that to work out.
That's terrible.
The thing that you will like about this, if you don't like that already, that idea, is it was pick 32.
It's a year too late on a South Carolina defensive back for me. That's all it is.
Yeah. Emin Worry,
yeah.
It was pick 32.
Oh. Hey now.
That's the thing I thought you would like about it.
Draft a kicker. I don't care. I'm going to be drunk for months.
I don't believe there were trades in this mock draft.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
Do whatever you want.
How great would it be if somebody did a mock draft for next year and at the top of the article they wrote, does not include trades, even though we don't have any, everybody's 0-0. Go ahead and make the order anything you want. Just make it anything you want. I'm going to trade here. Dallas has the 15th pick. And Pittsburgh has the 11th pick. I see a move. I see a move in the works. Oh, baby, that is. Hats off to you if you're doing that.
You're picking 32nd. I listen.
Next year's mock draft without standings yet, and you have trades in it.
I will not really adhere to this, but there's a part of me that just would want to be like, I don't do whatever you want for the rest of time. I don't care. Tre'Davious White in his 18th season, after they win, he's still here. 10 years after they went, roll him out there. I don't. It's fine. Fine. It's all good. I'm good. I'm of course exaggerating
a little bit,
quite a bit. But I was like this when the only team that I've ever cared somewhat passionately about won the first World Championship of my lifetime, when the Red Sox won in 04. Like 05 opening day, I wanted everyone back. Like, I don't care if Derek Lowe is finished, get him a jersey. I want the whole gig. No, I don't need a new shortstop. Keep going. Give me Orlando Cabrera back out there, and Pokey Reese, and Doug Minkiewicz, and just Bill Miller, Trot Nixon. Go on. I want to watch you guys play this year. I don't care if you go 0-162. I just want to see the batting order and think about last year every time I turn the TV on. That's all I want from you right now.
Imagine if, like, the Bills win the Super Bowl this year, and, you know, it's still the NFL draft. We're still excited about it. Maybe even more excited about it because they've won. And, you know, they pick a cornerback or a linebacker or something. Can you say anything?
No.
Can you make the wide receiver point?
I'm telling
you. If they
win
it,
this seed first got planted with me when, so I just mentioned the Red Sox, when the Red Sox won in 04. I remember like a year later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Like the Boston station, WEEI, a big, long-time, famous station. They've been the flagship of the Red Sox for a long, long time. I believe they still are, but I'm not positive. I don't watch enough of their games to see the signs or anything, but I think so. But they start. There were other things happening, like competitors came into the market and different things, but they lost their sort of stranglehold on the community because the Red Sox won. Like, the anxiety of them winning sort of, it just changed, you know, people's listening habits. It changed how they approached it. And what I've always said, like, be careful. Like, you don't know what your relationship is going to be like with the team after they win. And for us, I think the Bills win. I've said this a few different times. Like, I want them to win. I want this challenge to present itself to us, okay? Nobody's going to hear me complaining about how good the left guard is. You know, like, it's just, yeah, I think this doesn't go across the board because there are people that are way more angry and passionate. And, you know, we talked about grateful versus frustrated or whatever yesterday, and there are people all over that spectrum. So it doesn't go for everyone, but I think I am, by saying I'm so grateful, I am this sort of person, so it's weird that I'm, you know, in this spot, but I would be that person. If I'm riding around in my car, you know, on my way, taking my kids to softball practice or whatever I'm doing, and the Bills have won the Super Bowl, and 4 months later, the guy on the radio is yelling about the whatever. I'm just like, I gotta listen to some music. I don't want to listen to it right now. I'm happy. I am happy. And the anxiety factory that I have been living in was the fuel that kept me going to listen to the guys talk about it and the callers and all the whole thing. When I'm like, I mean, I know you got a job to do, but I'm going to go listen to some Journey.
I know. I think this is all right for me, too. The fact that they haven't won it yet, despite all the winning they've done, leaves room for a certain level of scrutiny. And the debate, the macro debate about the one like we're having this week is whether it's fair. Like, whether... People say, what about the Sabres? What are you guys doing? Like, how are you criticizing the Bills? Well, I think you think there's enough room. There's not a championship yet.
Right.
So at times, I'll say something and I think, well, am I trying too hard here? Like, they've won so much. But overall, no. That small space between what they've done and winning it all is enough.
But once that banner goes up, It's a very different dynamic.
If they win a Super Bowl this year in any way, every draft pick pans out, Patrick Mahomes breaks his wrist. I mean, if any way they do it, we get to next year and, you know, maybe we still want a wide receiver because it's a really important position and the Bills have gone all this time without acting like they know that and you want to say all that. What can you? I don't know if you can. Scoreboard, right. If you do it, you can.
I just think... A lot more people than are upset now about it are going to be upset. And then there are enough people right now that are upset about
that
it.
That might be right. I might be upset, but you're saying it.
Right, I don't know. I know. It multiplies exponentially, I think, when it happens. So, great problem to have. Let's all collectively have the problem. Really. I mean that. We all need it. We want it. But I think it changes. That's what I've always said that about the Red Sox. And it's not just my personal experience because I'm not there in Boston. I'm not born and bred. So I'm not as tethered to it as I am to the Bills. But there's the piece that I always think about is the radio station in Boston and how hard a time they had after they won, because you're losing. There's something in the water when you haven't won it yet and you're torturing people and you just keep coming back because you want to express how frustrated you are on a regular basis. It's therapeutic. But once that is quenched, it's like, it's like the John Travolta Pulp Fiction meme where, you know, walks in the room like, I don't know.
What is actually happening in the scene?
I don't know. He's at the Uma Thurman's house, and she's maybe dying or shooting up in the bathroom or something, and he's looking around. You know the meme I'm talking about?
No. I've never seen the movie.
Okay. Well, either. It's just one of those things that just has circulated. You probably have laid eyes on it 100 times and just don't even know what it is.
The point of it is, like, where is everybody?
Yeah, I thought something was supposed to happen here, and nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it. All right. Paul Hamilton coming up at 6. We'll talk about the Amerks, who have a chance to sweep their playoff series with Syracuse tonight. Road game coming up probably at 7. We'll talk to Paul here shortly, 6 o'clock. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with you. This is WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.